championing compassion and restoring the human connection in healthcare. That's the driving force behind our next guest, Dr. Kathy Reeves, President and CEO of the Arnold P. Gold Foundation. With over 2 decades of experience in medical education, urban health, and health equity initiatives, Dr. Reeves brings a unique perspective on fostering humanism in healthcare. As a leader of the Esteem Gold Foundation, she is determined to ensure that healthcare professionals provide care that is as compassionate as it is technologically sophisticated. While together, Dr. Reeves shares her vision for creating human-centered spaces, empowering clinicians to prioritize the patient experience, and reshaping the culture of healthcare to prioritize kindness, safety, and trust. Join us for this important and inspiring conversation as Dr. Reeves shares how we can continue to work together to create systems and cultures that support humanistic care for all. Let's go.
Welcome to Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli, where we highlight and speak with the innovators, the game changers, and the pioneers who are deeply passionate and relentless in solving the problems our world is facing today. This is your opportunity to connect with and learn from these leaders and to support them on their mission. Perhaps they will soon be hearing your story as well. This is Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli. I look forward to having you on this journey with us.
Hi, Dr. Reeves. Welcome to our podcast. I'm thrilled to have you here today to discuss your work championing humanism in healthcare as the president and CEO of the Arnold P. Gold Foundation.
Thank you, Mike. It's so great to be here. I'm so excited to share what we're doing, what can happen, and the vision of what healthcare could really look like.
Well, given your 20 years of experience at the Lewis Katz School of Medicine, including roles leading the Center for Urban Bioethics and overseeing health equity initiatives, as well as now your full-time appointment at the Gold Foundation, you bring invaluable expertise in fostering the human connection in healthcare. And I can't wait to dive in to discuss all this and more. But before we dive in, I want to encourage our listeners to subscribe to the podcast and connect with me on LinkedIn and Twitter to continue these important conversations. All right, Kathy, I'm eager to learn more about your vision for championing humanism in healthcare and the work you're doing at the Gold Foundation. But first, what's that one piece of advice that you would give to others who are passionate about reimagining the health of our world?
You know, Mike, I've done this for a long time, 30 years as a pediatrician and educator. I have been fortunate to have great roles in educating medical students, residents, trying to bring health to some of our most distressed communities. And it really comes down to really one thing. No matter how much we learn about technology and medical records and AI and new technologies that save lives, we can never underestimate how important it is to keep healthcare human. When patients feel that they're being treated kindly, that they feel they can trust their healthcare professionals and they feel safe, then they're healthier. And there's no doubt that the evidence shows that decade after decade after decade.
Well, Kathy, I'm so glad you brought it up, because let's just have some real talk for a moment, right? We've seen a huge explosion in all of these types of technologies you just described. A lot of them have a great potential for our providers, our clinicians, our administrative staff, and of course, most importantly, our patients. However, you just can't unravel human DNA and our evolution as creatures and human beings and how we work together, how we belong to one another and those interactions thereof. You just can't unravel that quickly as fast as we've built some of these technologies. And so I think it's critically important that we continue to keep the art of humanism at the center of where we are within health and care. Kathy, has this been a big passion of yours your entire career? And have you seen a resurgence and an attention to this, especially given how fast technology is moving? Are you seeing people come back and say, you know what, we do need to pay more attention to that and make sure that it is embedded with where we are going in healthcare?
So yes, it's always been a passion of mine because I've lived it. The patients I've taken care of do better when I connect with them. And I've got to really look at how that connection happens. But I will say, regarding do we have a resurgent, there are threats and there are strengths around this connection. And unfortunately, I think the more technologic we get, we're drawn to the technology. You know, one of the things the foundation is named after Arnold P. Gold, a pediatric neurologist. And one of the things he would say is spend at least as much time with the patient as you do with the disease. We get stuck in the information world. So where AI can help us, is, yeah, let us have more human connection. Take some of those things that aren't about connecting with each other and let AI do that. But the one thing AI can never do, and I hardly ever say never, but it cannot replace that human connection. And the whole purpose of the Gold Foundation, which has been around since for almost 40 years now, is to remember keeping that human connection is intentional, and it requires us forming a habit to do it.
Well, I absolutely love that, Kathy, and it is more important than ever because of where we are and where we are heading with these technologies. And Kathy, this is a perfect segue into being able to discuss all this and more and all the wonderful things that you are leading with the Gold Foundation. We're going to cover the history, where you and the team are at, and where you are heading after we get back from thanking our community champion sponsor.
Healthcare faces a paradox that echoes through generations. While the current practices that help heal patients today are vital, it is crucial to evaluate them through an environmental lens. OSHA's Responsible for Tomorrow initiative is a collection of interviews featuring influential thought leaders and industry experts like you who share their sustainability strategies, insights, and provide valuable perspectives from diverse industries to inspire innovation within the healthcare sector. OSHA invites you to join this journey. Want to share your sustainability story? OSHA is actively looking for partners to highlight the important and inspiring work being done around the globe. Check out OSHA's Responsible for Tomorrow initiative and series at OSHR.com, that's OSSUR.com, or visit the episode notes and click on their link. Together and with OSHA helping lead the way, let's all be responsible for tomorrow.
All right, we are back with Dr. Kathy Reeves, President and CEO of the Gold Foundation. Kathy, thank you so much for again joining us today. We have a lot to cover. You set us up perfectly on the front end. Thank you so much for giving a bit of context, understanding your personal passion of what we also need to be mindful of as well in this industry of where we are today, and more importantly, where we're heading, especially with this huge crush of innovation and technology coming at us. Let's go ahead and take it back a bit. How did you get into this, all of this in the first place? How did you connect with the Gold Foundation? I know you've been there now for almost a year as a president and CEO. How did it all come to be? You mentioned that you were a practicing clinician. How did you find your way in becoming one of the key leaders at the Gold Foundation?
And of course,
that, Kathy, what's going on with the organization today, where you are heading, what you see in the future, and of course, how we can be helping you. But first, take us back behind the scenes a bit. How did this all come to be of you becoming the president and CEO of the Gold Foundation?
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Mike. And, you know, I think it's really important to look at context. That's a big part of what the Gold Foundation is. So I'm a pediatrician. I became a pediatrician because I always have believed in potential. And there's no more potential for our society than our kids. And throughout my career, what I have come to realize, every time I would have the privilege of caring for a family and for their child, I would come to realize it was so much about what their story was. It was so much about, sure, the diseases can be complicated, everything from cancer to metabolic disease to asthma to even vaccinations and infectious disease. But what really made the difference for me is when the family and the patients could trust me. And I've had the privilege of practicing mostly in urban environments. I spent a lot of my time in North Philly. And people talk a lot about access in communities like North Philadelphia. And access, it really is not about transportation. It is about trust. So I go back to this idea. It was all about whether the families could trust me, whether I could know their story, whether I knew what their life was about. So learning all of that, watching these families throughout my career, I had this great opportunity to build something called the Center for Urban Bioethics. And this was a center that looked at health disparities in North Philadelphia as unethical. You know, we're desensitized. I will always say there's a mass shooting sometimes in North Philadelphia every weekend. And we just say it is. But there's kids living in that. So I was able, with lots of wonderful people around me, build this Center for Urban Bioethics, work with the community, really start to help the people who have the privilege of caring for the families in North Philadelphia understand North Philadelphia, understand what's it mean when someone lives on Masher and Tioga? What's it mean? What's their address mean for them? What is their life? What has been their experience? What's their history? And so much more of that is strength than challenge. I'll tell you, North Philadelphians are some of the strongest people, families, communities I've ever met. But I was able to build this space that was concentrating on the ethics of connection and community. And honestly, Mike, I thought I'd retire there. And I will tell you, I still miss North Philly. But this opportunity for the Gold Foundation came up. And it was a chance to bring this idea on a more national scale because I love healthcare. I think the people in healthcare are great. I think they have an amazing intention to do good, but it's broken. And it's broken because I ask this all the time. I ask people to tell me their stories about their healthcare experiences. Sometimes I get a really great story and that's wonderful. Everyone has a bad story. And none of us want that. Not the caregivers, not the patients, not the communities, not the administrators. So North Philadelphia taught me how to bring people's lives and context into healthcare when I don't look anything like them. I don't know their stories. I want to bring that on a national scale.
Wow. Very, very powerful, Kathy. And you did mention that. You mentioned the opportunity that the Gold Foundation is going to allow you and bring to you to have impact on a national level. So before we discuss that impact that is happening on a national level, let's first start, Kathy, who is the Gold Foundation?
So the Gold Foundation was started, as I said, about almost 40 years ago by a pediatric neurologist at Columbia in New York. And it was all around making sure that healthcare professionals, staff, everyone keep healthcare human. He had noticed how residents, really well-meaning, were spending too much time on the disease, not enough time with the patient. And since that time, the Gold Foundation has really worked to keep the conversation around humanism central, around kindness, around trust, around safety. We're the white coat people, lots of people will say. If anyone has anyone in medicine, they've been in white coat ceremony. That is the Gold Foundation. We started that because Arnold P. Gold thought medical students ought to say an oath. It really has not a lot to do with the white coat. The white coat's a reminder. It's about an oath that you're going to make sure you keep healthcare human. The Gold Humanism Honor Society is a collection of graduating medical students who are voted by their peers as the kindest, most trustworthy, most compassionate clinicians. And we have other ways we recognize exemplars. So that's been amazing and has kept the conversation alive and vibrant in over 93% of all the medical schools across the country. And what I want to do is stand on the shoulders of this great work and bring practical solutions to healthcare, because kind, compassionate, trustworthy care is not the default. People do it, but you're going against the grain. I want to make the spaces kinder. And my friends in North Philly have taught me how to do that, I believe.
So let's go there. Let's talk current state. Obviously, a storied history, a storied past, and wonderful work that the Gold Foundation has obviously accomplished prior to you becoming the president and CEO. But let's dive into current state. Let's talk about your vision as well. Where is the Gold Foundation today? What are those tangible impacts? Let me maybe discuss with our community that may not be familiar with the Gold Foundation. What are you achieving within our communities across the nation? How are you going about it? And then, of course, we'll talk a little bit. We'll pull the crystal ball off the shelf for a bit. We'll talk a little bit of where things are going to head as well. But Kathy, share with our community, what is happening today? What are those tangible results? What are you excited about? And what are you seeing out there in our communities across the nation?
Sure. So I'm going to answer that in two parts, I think. The first is, how are we going to continue to move the programs we already have? So we will continue a white coat ceremony. It really matters. One thing I want to bring new to the white coat ceremony, right now, if you've ever been to one, you'll see that faculty from the school generally coat the students. Students come up, they carry their white coats, they put a coat over them. It's like welcoming them into the healthcare world. I want to bring patients into that coating because students ought to feel accountable to the patients. What I was always saying when I was at Temple, you're going to learn the most from your patients, the second most from each other, and the least from your faculty. So I want to make sure we bring patients into that. And we're also going to bring much more community to the Gold Humanism Honor Society. If you're out there and you're a member, understand we have a portal now that we've created that you can join so that you can work with fellow Gold Humanism Honor Society members across the country, because you guys are the champions of this. And what you can do together across institution, within a city, I could see the hospitals in Philadelphia with the faculty who are Gold Humanism Honor Society faculty working together to help solve a problem in Philadelphia healthcare. And that's really something that we want to move forward. And then the other piece I want to talk just for a second are new programs we want to move forward. So I am a pediatrician. I think it all comes back to your childhood to some degree. You know, that what you learn in kindergarten, I believe that. And a lot of my work in North Philadelphia was in elementary schools. And we would do work with some of the most challenged elementary schools in the state. And these are elementary schools that have police officers in them because they're so disruptive. There's so many altercations and conflicts. And I'll tell you, these are not bad children. These are not even children doing bad things. These are children who had bad things happen to them. And that's our society, to some degree, across every community. We are a collection of the things that have happened to us, good and bad. And in healthcare, we often collect a lot of folks who've had a lot of bad things happen to them. And we need a space that not only understands that, but is cognizant and receptive to that and safe. So we're creating something called human-centered spaces. And these are spaces that will understand one really important thing. Everyone who comes to you wants to be healthy and wants their children to be healthy. If they're not, it's not because they're not doing what they need to do. There's a barrier. And if I have time for a really quick story, I'll tell you, this was back from my medical school days at Jefferson, and I was rotating in a VA in Coatesville. And I remember I was so upset because I saw this gentleman. It was when there was allowed, I'm old, what can I say? There was, smoking was allowed in hospitals in certain spaces. And the guy was on oxygen. He obviously had a mass in his neck, and he took off his oxygen to go into the smoking room. He turned a little dusky so he could smoke. This was probably a laryngeal tumor or another tumor that was smoking was associated with it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? And then a couple of years later, I was in residency in Cincinnati, and I read an op-ed from a Vietnam vet who had lung cancer. And he would go to the doctor repeatedly, and the doctors would say, oh my gosh, you got to stop smoking. You're hurting yourself. You're costing healthcare dollars. You're hurting your family. And he wrote this op-ed, and he said, I understand all of that. And you are right. I would love to not smoke. But it would also have been great if I wasn't 18 and had to kill another person, if I didn't have to see my friends die, if I didn't, all this list of things. So he's a good person who had bad things happen to him. And that's how I think human-centered spaces need to be reconstructed. We have to not go to the situation and say, you're a problem. We have to go to the situation, to the patient, to their lives, and say, stuff has happened to you. How can we help you? And I know this can work because we did it in schools. In fact, it's been done in schools across the country. Children are safer. More children come to school. More teachers come to work. And you know what? Student performance improves. And in one of our schools, we halved the number of conflicts in a year. So this is what I want to bring. Gold human-centered spaces to healthcare.
So exciting. And we're going to discuss a bit more of that as well. But of course, Kathy, here you are approaching your first year as the president and CEO of the Gold Foundation. Of course, congratulations. What has been the feedback that you have been receiving from the constituents that the Gold Foundation serves, right? At the end of the day, that's what matters most, is that feedback and that input from those constituents. How has it been engaging with the constituents that the Gold Foundation touches? And what has the feedback been like?
So the stakeholders, the community, the people involved with the Gold Foundation, they are some of the most amazing people I've ever met. I sort of knew that, but I didn't really know that until I had this job. And I have been embraced. These ideas have been embraced. I think one of the gifts I have maybe is the ability to verbalize what a lot of people are thinking. When I talk about human-centered spaces, I just get excitement. I get excitement from students, from residents, from faculty, from patients, from administrators, because I'm going to tell you, I'm a practical soul at heart. It will make money for hospitals too, because one of the biggest problems hospitals have are people not showing up for appointments. Well, you're not showing up because you don't want to come back because you had such a bad experience. If we can make that experience better. So long answer to your question, but I have been embraced. The ideas have been embraced. And my role is a convener. I'm not going to bring the change. I'm going to empower these amazing people that are part of our organization, that are part of the GHHS member portal, that are part of the Gold Foundation. I just want to empower them to do what they do in a way that is not quite so hard.
Well, let's talk about that empowerment, but let's talk about it a little bit in the future state. Let's grab the crystal ball off the shelf. Kathy, what are you envisioning as you see kind of in the next 3 to 5 years where the industry kind of writ large is going? And then, of course, and most importantly to this conversation, where is the Gold Foundation going to be in that next kind of 3 to 5 year time horizon as well? Maybe give a little sneak peek to our audience of where you see things heading.
Sure. So I am an optimist at heart, so I'm going to continue to be optimistic about where healthcare is going. But it is up to us, us being all the people in healthcare. We can complain about the system all we want, but we are the system. So we have to change it. And I think a very fundamental change that has to happen, all of our metrics, whether we're an outpatient doc, an inpatient doc, a nurse, a physical therapist, we are measured not by how we see a patient, but by how many patients we see. And until that flips, and we have to flip that. So I have great optimism as long as we empower ourselves to flip that metric. And the other metric I think we really have to flip, we start most of our conversations in healthcare, we call something the CC, the chief complaint. We have to stop starting conversations with something negative. Let's change the CC. To create connection, let's just take 40 seconds. The literature says 40 seconds of time in a healthcare encounter can change it from an encounter to a connection. So before we say, what brings you here? What's wrong? What's your problem? Say, hey, you must have had a really long day. You were in the ER all night. How are you? How are you feeling? How are your kids? Something that connects you before you move into the complaint. And then the future of the Gold Foundation, I want to be that really loud voice, that really bright spotlight that shines the light on if we bring connection, we bring kindness, safety, and trust, we're going to change healthcare. People will be healthier. Payers will like that. Hospitals will have less healthcare professional turnover. They're going to like that. More patients are going to show up. I want it to matter to you, Mike. When you walk into a hospital, there's a banner there that says that hospital is a partner with the Gold Foundation. And then I want you as a patient to be able to look in our member portal and who are the docs that have made this a priority in their life. You can look them up. You can see what they're doing. I want to make it about how we see our patients, not how many we see.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Kathy. An important look into where we need to be going because this matters now more than ever. Let's go ahead and put that crystal ball back on the shelf for now, Kathy. Let's bring it back to today and how our community, we have an incredible community rallied around this podcast, how they can be helping you and the Gold Foundation. What's one problem, need, or question that you and your team have that our community can be helping you with?
So I thought a lot about this question because I could probably give you 75 answers, right? But I'm going to narrow it down to one really important thing. And I think it applies to students, to residents, to faculty, to patients. We need to look at how we need to change medical education, nurses, physicians, physical therapists, so that we are really valuing when they move into the hospital, into the clinic, how they see patients. And the only way we're going to do that is to change the relationship medical schools, academic medical centers, those groups have with the communities in which they sit. I'll often say, if you want to find the least healthy people in a city, look in the shadow of an academic medical center. And that should embarrass us. I mean, I'm from Philadelphia, Temple, Penn. Those are the least healthy populations. You can say the same Cook County. You can say it in LA. You can say it in so many of our cities. So the way that people can help and change is have a voice in your education systems. If you're in medicine, then understand medical education has to have a community voice in a way that really matters. That's who taught me what I know is North Philadelphia. Bring the community in. If you're a patient, demand it. You can demand it. You can demand a voice. Some communities can't change where they go, but every hospital is rated on their patient satisfaction scores. Fill them out. Talk about it. When it goes well, scream it. Sure. When it doesn't go well, do the same. Everyone deserves healthcare that's kind, safe, and trustworthy.
Well, for the community members that are also passionate about all of this and more, how do they get a hold of you, Kathy, at social media handles, websites, or otherwise? How do they track you down online?
So I'm happy to be emailed. My email is kreeves, R-E-E-V-E-S, at gold-foundation.org. And our webpage is www.goldfoundation.org. So we are more than happy to be contacted at any time. I will respond to anyone who reaches out to me. And again, we're a convener. The people on this podcast have the answers. My job is to listen and bring them all together.
I love it. For our listening community, those contact points are listed in the episode notes. So simply scroll down in your favorite podcast player as you listen to this episode to find those contact points for Kathy and the entire Gold Foundation team. As well, you can head over to our free global online community at passionatepioneers.com. There will be a post for this episode that will also have an opportunity to leave comments and feedback and to find those contact points online for Kathy and the team, again, over at passionatepioneers.com. Well, Kathy, we're going to start winding it down so you can get back to causing all the good trouble with your team members at the Gold Foundation. But before we let you go, we do have one little more piece for you. It's a fill in the blank. I'm a passionate pioneer because?
Because kind, safe, trustworthy healthcare saves lives.
Way to bring it all together on the back end. Kathy, thank you so much for taking a pit stop out of your very busy schedule to be with us on this podcast and to be, more importantly, with our community as you continue all the good work at the Gold Foundation. We cannot wait to continue to follow your journey, get involved, and continue to help you and the team realize your incredible mission and goals at the Gold Foundation. But for now, Kathy, thanks again for being with us today.
And thank you, Mike, for all the great work you do. You are really making a difference. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli. We'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast so we can continue to improve this community and to further support the pioneers being featured. Lastly, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast and invite your friends and colleagues to join us. This is Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli. I look forward to having you back with us during our next episode.